Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I mean, we only have an hour and a half today. And I want to list some stuff for you. Obviously, there's a Dolphins game tonight. We bring you Game Day Uncensored beginning at 3:30. And so we have about, no joke, I was counting it this morning, 45 hours worth of content. And we have an hour and a half today.
So let's talk faster.
We're going to talk faster. Here we go. So we're going to get through 45 hours of content. That would be funny to do a show one day where we just talk like this all day and people who are listening on the podcast think that they're listening at 1.5 times speed, but we're actually just doing this all day long.
I would love it. Let's go. Tyler Huntley, we got to start him. We started all week.
They spend the entire show trying to get it off 1.5 times, but they don't realize that we're just talking like this the entire show. I think we've stumbled onto something real cool here. Anyway, listen to this. I'm still not recovered from the Canes victory on Friday. One of the wildest games I have ever watched, one of the wildest finishes I have ever watched. Mm-hmm. And I also was going to win a lot of money if the Canes could hold on, because I live bet them. When they were down 10, I live bet the Canes plus a half point. And that Hail Mary, or as people are calling it, the Hail Mario, meant everything. Great call.
Those refs are terrible.
Media day. It was the right call, though, right?
It was the right call. Hell, kick.
Never should have been called a reception.
Why'd it take 14 minutes to figure out what was the right call?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Heat media day was today. Jimmy Butler didn't make it there. He had airplane troubles. That's going to go over well with Pat Riley.
He ghosted him with the hairdo. It was a ghost hairdo.
If you want to know what his hairdo was, it was called the FU. And it was, my plane is late. The Dolphins, you heard the football music as we came in here. The Dolphins play Monday Night Football tonight. The Marlins season is officially over. And Skip Schumacher is out as Marlins skipper. That is official now. 1 year ago today, by the way, 1 year ago on this very day, the Marlins clinched the playoffs. How quickly things change in 1 year.
Swung quick.
There was super sad news today. Dikembe Mutombo passed away from brain cancer at the age of 58. I had no idea he had cancer.
Did not know. I heard that earlier. That's sad.
That was shocking. That was sad. Basketball news besides Dikembe, besides Heat Media Day, Karl Anthony Towns goes to the Knicks over the weekend. This Knicks team is something special.
I'm not going to win with him.
Oh, man, he is good.
He's good. He's okay.
And Alejandro Solana made it out of the mountains of North Carolina, and he is alive and well. He is with us, in case you were wondering. He was at Heat Media Day today. Solana, we're glad you made it out alive.
Miss an opportunity to hobnob with Tommy Tighe at the Kaseya Center? Are you kidding me?
It was all the motivation that you needed to get out of there?
That's all I needed, brother. That's it.
I know
those 24 hours were rough. I'm going to shoot you Dr. DiCarlo. He's my therapist, just mm-hmm. so you can talk through him with everything you went through.
Okay. All right. I'll take you up on
that. We're going to talk about it. I don't know how much time we'll have today, but we are certainly going to talk about it this week. Solana literally was in fear of his life. He was caught in Western North Carolina, which is probably the worst damage from the hurricane. He was right near Asheville, which is, I mean, and Jimmy, I know you've been to the Biltmore before in North Carolina. I mean, that place is wrecked. And Solana didn't know if he was going to make it out. And I know a lot of listeners were worried about him. We were talking about it. I talked to your dad on Friday during the show. But I do want to point something out. Bill from Boynton, who is an excellent listener and tweeter, he tweeted out, "I love Solana, but he needs a professional to help him with travel. This is a recurring issue for 12 years now. He is stuck often." And he screenshotted a few of your tweets. Here's one tweet from January. "Can't wait to read your tweets when your flight is delayed after the game and you're stuck in Kansas City for 13 hours after a loss." That was you.
But I would just like to clarify, that was in January for the Dolphins playoff game in Kansas City, and mm-hmm. the person I was responding to was going to the game. I was not. And I was just making a joke that you're going to be miserable, freeze your ass off, and then you're not going to be able to fly out of Kansas City for 13 hours because of bad weather. So that wasn't me. I wasn't stuck anywhere for 13 hours.
Here's a tweet from you in 2022. "Just got stuck in an elevator at MIA. Great start to 2022.
That was me. Yes, that happened.
Here's a tweet from you in 2012. "Stuck on 836 because Obama is getting transported to MIA.
Accurate.
Solana cannot stay out of the way of danger.
I don't know if it's just a travel coach. I think he needs a life coach.
So what happened? I don't really have time to get into it here, but you literally made an escape from North Carolina when many people cannot get out, and you were able to find your way home.
The only reason I'm here and not still in the cabins rationing food, the only reason is because my best friend's brother, the bachelor's brother, decided on Thursday morning to rent a car. We weren't going to rent a car. We had no plans to. He decided, because of how bad the weather was Wednesday and we were unable to get an Uber.
How were you able to navigate the roads, even with the car? You were in the mountains. Every mountain road was closed.
Impossible. We got so lucky. And I'm not kidding. A lot of people more north of us in the mountains. We were about 20 minutes up one road, town mountain road, that leads from Asheville into the Blue Ridge Mountains. We were stuck for about 30 hours until people started with chainsaws clearing the road, and we just so happened to be about 2 miles away from the governor's mansion, North Carolina's governor's vacation home in Asheville, which we went to, by the way, because we found it on a map and we're like, oh my God, they might have resources there. There was nobody there.
That's a heady play right there. Man, you know, if your power's ever out, you got to go near the CEO of FPL. If you don't have power for a long time, I guarantee you his block has power.
Well, that entire property was empty and severely damaged, but by
you took it over. You're a squatter.
By some stroke of luck, the state government decided to clear Town Mountain Road enough that some cars could start getting through, and we just chanced it. But our plan, Thursday night, Friday, and into Friday evening, was to wake up Saturday morning, which we did, with nothing, leave all our belongings, and literally traverse for miles down into Asheville, walking all the debris, all the down power lines, all the down trees. I have pictures I want to show you guys. You wouldn't believe what this one road looked like. It was impossible to navigate through there.
I saw video. I mean, it looked like the entire towns were underwater. There's a lot of people dead. I mean, it's a very serious incident, what happened. But I can't believe that you were able to get out of there.
We are so lucky, not only that we got out of there, but that the landslides and the mudslides didn't impact our cabin, even though less than a mile away, houses were inundated totally. We were so lucky that trees didn't fall on our rental car, but fell to the side of our houses when there wasn't one tree standing up in a mountain. I mean, we couldn't have been more lucky in this situation. I'm telling you, 1 mile north on that same road, and it's impossible to get out of there. The road doesn't exist anymore. And then our plan was to go to downtown Asheville walking, because we're like, okay, this is only affecting the mountains because the trees fell over. We don't know that downtown Asheville is underwater. No running water, no electricity, no resources, and nobody can get in or out because there are no more roads. So the fact that we didn't end up having to walk because we waited it out long enough that we actually had a path out and that we had a car is the only reason I'm here. If not, literally, I'm up there still waiting for FEMA to come give me water.
I saw Ron DeSantis had announced that they were sending Florida National Guard to the mountains of Asheville to help. And I said to Lori, I said, you know what? They're sending a tactical unit to go get Solana. DeSantis heard about this on the show, and they are sending a rescue unit to go get Solana.
You laugh, but the first time I was able to contact my fiance, she's like, call your dad. He's planning to rent a helicopter to go get you. And I thought she was joking.
Oh, we know. He told us. We know. He told us.
I call my dad. He's talking to my next door neighbor, who you guys know is a pilot. They were going to charter a flight to Charlotte, rent a helicopter, and come find us in the woods.
What? No, I got to tell you. He's got a better setup than you, Crowder, because I remember you got caught in the Dominican Republic and you couldn't figure out a way out of there. Solana got caught in the worst natural disaster in America in the last like 10 years. And he had six different units mobilizing to get him out of there. In the meantime, you had flies landing on your forehead in the Dominican Republic.
My circle's not a circle. My circle's a star.
Solana, you.
What were the sleeping arrangements in them 30 hours? Because I'm worried about you.
Yeah. I can't get into details.
Yeah, it sounded like deliverance. We
have a blood pact. Not what happened in that cabin. What happened at Two
River
Road.
We never speak again about what happened in this cabin.
What happened at Two Reuben Road stays at Two Reuben Road. No joke, the scariest part about everything was not knowing what happened. I've experienced hurricanes here. We went to bed, we were partying Thursday night. We woke up Friday before we had assessed the damage. None of us thought like, bro, something serious happened here. We heard some trees falling, no big deal. I was wrecked Thursday night going to bed like, oh, little rain. Wake up Friday, we're like, all right, let's wait for the rain to subside, and then we're going to go down to this bar. Our cabin was like off that town mountain road, the main road, up like a ridge. So it was like maybe, I don't know, like a 10-minute walk down. We start walking down. We're like, huh, well, this big tree is not good. And then you get to town mountain road. You look to the left, down power lines and 37 trees to the left. You look to the right, it's even worse. It's not passable. And we're like, uh-oh, this is not good. Nobody has water. Nobody has electricity. The only reason I was able to text you, my friend at T-Mobile, his signal was gone by 1:30. At that point, we're cut off. That's it. We're done. and we don't know what to do.
We were talking about it on the show, and your dad called me during one of the commercial breaks, and he said that his suggestion was that you call 911, tell them that you're injured, and let them send a chopper, and then just explain it afterwards.
We called 911, no answer. We called emergency services, no answer. I mean, like, no, we didn't know what to do.
So when you say big tree was down, was it really a big tree, or that's like a name for something?
I will say, Crowder, because you're always talking about camping and going in the woods, outdoors. I will say there is something wildly liberating about pooping in the woods.
Good old fashioned lean on the tree. Let it happen.
I mean, that's the biggest nightmare of the entire thing. There's no bigger nightmare in that story.
Oh, Jack.
Than you guys pooping in the woods.
Oh, man.
Solana, now do you wanna hang with me a little bit, hunt with me and stuff, and learn some outdoors just in case something happens in the future?
I am never leaving Kendall ever again.
I'm never leaving Boca. Just going, knowing what you went through. Never.
My sister is up in like the North Carolina area.
Yeah.
They're not ready for hurricanes.
That's the thing. First of all, this was like the perfect storm. It happened to go up this ridge that like it when I say perfect, it was imperfect, but it was, and then they're not prepared. They don't have the infrastructure to deal with that kind of rain.
Their houses are made in
Tennessee, you're seeing dams breaking. I mean, it's a significant issue.
Their houses are made out of plywood and siding. They don't have cedar blocks anywhere. Like these houses are paper mache.
And I did get a lot of people saying, well, you knew the storm was going. Why didn't you leave? And I'll tell you, first of all, Asheville is 250 plus miles inland from the nearest coast.
Right. Like, if it's coming on the west coast of Florida, we go to Orlando and go, well, we're fine. We're 50 miles inland.
They're 2,000 feet above sea level. Like, the idea that a storm hitting 300 miles away into mountains is going to cause damage is unheard of. Like, this was unimaginable in that area.
I still default to it was stupid on your part to go.
Yeah, very.
Anyway, we'll get to it because we have such an abbreviated show today. I want to talk more about this. In fact, we might have a survival expert on this week. I don't know who, but maybe we'll have a survival expert.
From the beginning.
The Marley Brothers are coming to Bayfront Park this Saturday. We've got a chance for you to win tickets every day this week. Just keep listening to the show, and it's a Live Nation show. We will have tickets every day this week. I'm watching the Braves-Mets game right now. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Braves and Mets today, if they split, they're playing a doubleheader right now. If they split this doubleheader, both teams make the playoffs.
Hmm.
If either team loses both games, the Diamondbacks are in. So this is an unbelievably consequential doubleheader that is going on right now. Braves and Mets, who knows if they have a gentleman's deal that they each get a game and they both go to the playoffs. but yeah, it's the top of the fifth right now. First game, Braves are winning 2-0. Let's do headlines. Let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Solana was down at Heat Media Day today, by the way. How was it, aside from the fact that Jimmy Butler wasn't there?
Well, let's start here. Jimmy Butler has arrived to Heat Media Day. He's in the scrum right now in the practice facility. His hair is, I would say, normal. What you would normally see from Jimmy Butler. So no antics as far as the hair goes.
Oh, he's pissed. Pat Riley done ran him hot.
You think he's intentionally late?
Oh, I don't know if he's intentionally late. That would be interesting, Hawk. I think he's not playing the funny guy role anymore because of the fact that Pat disrespected him.
You know, it'd be funny if Pat Riley showed up to Media Day with the emo hair. That'd be a great troll on his part.
I don't know if there's relationships. I didn't even know what his hairdo was. Solana told us. It's the first time I heard. First thing popped in my mind is, yeah, Jimmy's not playing games anymore. He's done.
It was Tim Hardaway was on some podcast and he said Pat Riley's sick of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Now, again, that's Tim Hardaway's opinion, but he was on a podcast. He said it.
I can see that. Jimmy's a very interesting dude. Pat just likes basketball players.
And winning.
Yeah, not shut up and dribble type stuff. I'm not saying Pat just wants you to whatever, but yeah, all the antics. I don't think Pat's an antics guy.
I will say, though, like when you read the quote from Tim Hardaway, it sounds worse than it is. He almost said, in passing, like, he's sick of that stuff. And I think Pat Riley is sick of some of that stuff. But I don't think he's to the point where, like, him and Jimmy Butler can't sit down and have a conversation.
And just wants Jimmy to be available for the regular season and the playoffs. I'm sure Pat Riley's take is essentially, I'm not asking for much. Like, just be available to play for the playoffs and most of the regular season. He's like, I'm not telling you to run wind sprints. I'm not checking your body fat ratio. Like, just be available.
And it doesn't help that Tyler Hero also has been hurt a number of games for the last.
Yeah, he's like he's Pat Riley's probably at his wit's end with the system.
Yep.
This from Clay Ferrero. Jimmy Butler speaking to the media right now on not getting extended. Quote: I guess I gotta go and hoop. Says he's done that before. He says he doesn't want to be anywhere else. Quote: That extension is just a couple dollars. I've made enough.
All right.
Yeah, he tied it, Pat.
We'll see if he feels the same way when they're 13 and 30.
What's better than 1 billion, 2 billion? Like, yeah, I made enough. I made enough is a very condescending phrase.
Hey, Crowder, remember this name, Pella Larson, okay? Just remember it.
Hey, Pella Larson came to Cracked.
Yeah, oh. That was that's Crowder's buddy.
My buddy, Pella and Khalil. Khalil, I don't know his name. They came to my restaurant. I appreciate it.
Khalil Ware.
All right.
Is it Khalil?
Khalil Mack. Whatever.
Khalil?
Khalil Ware. All right.
Did you ask any of the we'll play these one day this week or next week. Solana asks some of the Heat players some of our show-specific questions. You know, should you eat hibachi for lunch? What do you think of the movie Step Brothers? That kind of stuff. What? Give us like a preview. Well, don't give us a preview. Who did you talk to?
I asked everybody I spoke to the three questions that we had written down, and I spoke.
What
with
was it? Step Brothers, hibachi, and what was
ice cream
the third?
Cake versus cookie cake.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, this is my kind of media day. Okay, good. So we will get to the bottom of this stuff.
Coach,
I'm like the guy who just invented the atom bomb. Okay, good. Perfect. Everything seems, just by my calculations, everything is working perfectly.
Coach Spo participate in the nonsense. Who'd I talk to? Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kevin Love, who by the end of the interview is always sick of me.
Kevin Love loves Step Brothers, I bet. I can tell you right now. Loves the movie Step Brothers.
Duncan Robinson was done with my nonsense by the time I got there as well. Mm-hmm. Khalil Ware, Josh Richardson. Talked to like 6-7 guys.
Did Kevin Love doze off during the interview? That's what old people do.
He's not as old as you think he is. How old is he?
36?
59.
No way Spo would ever be seen at a hibachi restaurant for lunch. I mean.
And Kevin Love can't eat ice cream cake because his teeth are going to hurt because they're fake.
Kevin Love's only a year older than Jimmy Butler. I will say this. I found out something about Coach Spoelstra that is fascinating, maybe more fascinating than Brady Quinn revealing to us that he doesn't eat snacks, that he doesn't snack.
About Spo, did it stem from one of our show specific questions?
It did. I asked him about hibachi and eating hibachi for lunch, and he told me that he doesn't eat lunch.
Interesting. He's very fit.
Oh, he is very fit.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting.
Right. But if you do it, like, if you just skip the one meal in the day, in the middle of the day, is that really intermittent fasting?
It is. I would say Spo wakes up at 4 a.m., eats breakfast.
You think he has a Pop-Tart. Probably has a Pop-Tart at 4 a.m.
I don't think he eats a Pop-Tart.
Probably eats two Pop-Tarts and a toaster scramble.
He
and then
has
heads on over to the facility.
Too much money. It's a guaranteed a toaster strudel, orange juice. But
you
then
you frosted it himself. He takes a little frosting packet on the strudel, yeah. And he does like a heat design. Maybe designs a play. He runs a play with the frosting.
He writes Spo across the top. But if he stops eating at 5 a.m. and doesn't eat till 5 p.m., that's an intermittent fast.
Right. I guess so. It's a 12-hour fast.
Yeah.
Not waking up at 4 a.m. This dude goes to bed at 1 a.m. after games religiously every night. Like, he's sleeping 2 hours?
What do you think? He's getting up at the 10:30 in the morning like me?
Rolling out the bed. Yeah.
He's got Chris Quinn to do all his film study for him. I mean, just read the game notes the next morning.
Spo sleeps 4 hours a day, guaranteed.
Yeah, I would say tops.
Tops, yep.
Any great coach, I don't care what the sport is, for, like, look at Paul Maurice. You'd think that dude needs more than 4 hours of sleep.
Mm-mm.
He looks at sleep in the eyes and laughs.
Get a little whoopee, take a nap, wake up, hockey.
Hockey.
It's just hockey.
Hockey.
Mike McDaniel doesn't sleep more than like 1 hour intervals because he just talks in his sleep. He's waking himself up the whole time.
Mike McDaniel sleeps 4 hours a week.
It depends if he breaks out of the swaddle that he's in. If he ends up on his stomach facing down, they have to turn him over.
He's worried about sins. Turn him over. Ooh, he just made it. He sleeps in a swing.
What is that? He starts talking the way that he's talking. His wife just puts the pacifier in his mouth.
Well, sometimes if Raheem is back, then we have to go to the wedding. If you go over here now, if he's back, he's back. Not back, then A-Chan's going to be there.
Speaking of A-Chan, no Raheem Mostert tonight, gentlemen. He is out. Obviously, Tron Armstead won't play either.
I am nervous about this game. I was watching Get Up this morning. They're split on it. They're better than Tennessee. I know they are.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's really tough for a team to go winless in the NFL. There's only, like, Tennessee can only beat a few teams on their schedule. Miami happens to be one of them.
It's something I heard Tyreek say somewhere where it's like, we have some coaches on this staff that can come up with some genius type stuff. If they win this game, it's going to be plays. It's going to be stuff that we have never seen Tua run before because Snoop Huntley's not Tua. If they could really come up with a new offense and some trickery, I don't even want to call it trickery, some plays that fit Tyreek, Waddle, and Huntley, I want to see something different than I saw in that damn Seahawk game because that Seahawk game was embarrassing to me.
I think I meant creativity. I don't think creativeness is a word now that I think about it. It didn't sound right coming out. I think I meant creativity.
Kind of exactly what I just said. I want to see some creativity. Creativeness is not a word.
It's not a word, is it?
Creativeness?
Yeah, it is.
Creativeness?
I said it and it sounded weird and I meant creativity and I don't think creativeness is a word.
I think you can add a ness to any word and it works. Well, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites going into tonight. The over-under is at 37 right now. We have another game tonight. Also, Seattle's in Detroit. Detroit, 4-point home favorite. favorites. The over-under in that one is 47, expecting two very different types of football games being played on Monday today.
Creativeness is indeed a word. Definition of creativeness, noun, the ability to create.
It's an ugly word, though.
It is. Creativity is a much cleaner word.
So the Hurricanes dropped a spot in the AP poll, by the way. They went from 7 back down to 8. I don't know if you care about that, Hawk. But
nah, that doesn't bother me. It was a rough showing against Vatech for most of the game. But that fourth quarter, I mean, Cam Ward had a play that will forever be etched in the minds of Hurricanes fans with the chest pass. Xavier Restrepo had a play that maybe changed the trajectory of the season because they were headed towards a maddening loss to Vatech in primetime at home. And Xavier Restrepo made one of the most memorable plays in Canes history. So whatever, drop a spot. It's cool. Saturday, College Game Day is going to be at the UM-Cal game. It's in California. College Game Day is going to be out there. We know it's a 10:30 start for us Saturday night. But, this will be a fun Saturday for Canes fans.
I was there Friday night. I was at the game.
Stayed at the end?
Watching the game. Stayed. Oh, I didn't even want to stay to the end. We want to leave at the end of the third because I want to get out that damn parking lot. You have to stay to the end. When what was going on was going on. A legit secondary now, and I love it. I know we're going to have DBJ on. Geno's coming on this week. I know we have everybody. There has to be some more concerns now that you've played a legit team with the Canes. Even though the comeback, even though Cam Ward's a dog, what I saw out of Cam was amazing, even though the early interceptions, like his comeback, what he does, he's super talented. This team is super talented. But there were some questions that came up in my mind now that they played a team like that. That comeback meant a lot.
It did.
Because you can fold. A lot of teams would have folded in that situation, being top 10, playing unranked team, and them doing that. It came back. Mario, this coaching staff, I'm not just saying this because, you know, kissing no butt. I was impressed what happened in that fourth quarter, but there has to be some questions with the separation of the receivers and what they have to do because Cam Ward was holding that ball a little too long that game.
But you're right. Vatech, I mean, carved up that Canes defense. Carved it up. Reuben Bain's going to be back on Saturday. That's good news.
Defensively, it's another one now. I'm talking about the trenches were the trenches. But Vatech's receivers versus the Canes DBs and the Canes receivers versus Vatech's DBs, that was too close to say that this team could win a national championship. Can it change? Yes. But that was where I saw, oh, they're playing a legit team now, and these secondary players and these receivers are going.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's around 85 degrees, partly cloudy, hot, and humid. I will just add one more thing. Barry Jackson tweets out, Jimmy Butler acting like a total pro, saying all the right things just now. He said his flight was delayed due to mechanical issues. Quote, I'm here, normal hair, no shenanigans. That's Jimmy Butler.
All right, so we listened to Pat Riley's end of season press conference, took it to heart. And here we go.
Was Jimmy on Frontier?
I don't think they fly to France.
I just don't. Mechanical problems. I don't know. I don't believe it. I need a deeper story.
Does he fly commercial?
No shot.
No. Yeah. No chance.
Don't go anywhere. We have an abbreviated show today. We're on till 3:30. Then you're going to get Game Day Uncensored. And again, we have a lot to jam into the next hour, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a game night. You got a Dolphins game tonight. And Game Day Uncensored will get you started at 3:30 here. A couple things I wanted to bring up. First of all, we have a contest on the website. The NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October. You could win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and if you can't wait to win, you can purchase your tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. You have a lean for tonight's game, Crowder? I am so all over the board. My brother just texted me. He's like, Miami have a good one in them tonight. The line was Dolphins -1. And then with the confirmation that Snoop Huntley will be the starting quarterback tonight, the line is, as Solana mentioned, up to 2.5. So Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites tonight. I am absolutely torn on this game.
I watched the Ravens game last night, and I might be jaded by this.
Wait a second. You're not going to say that Snoop Huntley is going to do what Lamar Jackson did.
No, I'm not going to say that, Hawk. But it might sound crazy. I think McDaniel can come up with some of those damn plays. Did you see some of those? The guard and the tackle were pulling left. The receivers were running right. Lamar Jackson faked it and pulled it out when he ran his. Derrick Henry's first touchdown, like the running style that Kyle Shanahan, that McDaniel came from, Sean McVay, that window. I need to see the genius of Mike McDaniel. I don't think Tennessee's that good. If you tell me, we always do the Will Levis or Tyler Huntley, I would say Tyler Huntley. Just because
That's fair. I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you gonna bet the Dolphins? Are you gonna lay 2.5?
I'm gonna bet the Dolphins tonight. I'm gonna lay 2.5 and bet the Dolphins. And I think it's gonna be a close game. I already took under, so I think this is old 10-13. This is a drubbing, but something McDaniel, if he is the genius we think he is, Hawk, he can put something together to get Tyreek and Waddle the ball. Tyler Huntley, I don't know what his rushing yards over. I want to take that as well. Like, I think this offense should look totally different because he learned his lesson trying to run to his offense with Skylar Thompson. This is a new offense. Ingold said it. We need to find our identity. I hope, we joked about it earlier, I really pray that McDaniel has not slept more than 2 hours a night. Getting on the damn board and figuring out how to use an athletic quarterback when you had a guy that's accurate and gets the ball out of his hands quickly. Tyler Huntley's not, and is not Tua, and I don't want to see Tyler Huntley run nan one of Tua's damn plays, Hawk. I want to see a Tyler Huntley offense tonight.
Here's the crazy thing. You shouldn't have to be a coaching genius to beat Tennessee, but that's where we're at. That's the funny part. Like, this is the week that you should be able to relax and just kind of coast to a victory over Tennessee. Unfortunately, he's going to need to be a coaching genius tonight to get past the Titans.
We scored 70 in a game last year, and I took the under of 37. Let's just think about this. Yeah. Has changed totally, bro. But there has to be a couple drives that you say, okay, McDaniel, I got you, Mike. That was cool. That was great. Early in the game, coming out of halftime, I want to be impressed by the play calling of Mike McDaniel. Tyler Huntley's not winning you a Super Bowl, but Tyler Huntley can win you a game.
Well, I did. So I'm doing the show today from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. There is a casino right next door to me. King of Prussia, Philadelphia. It's a suburb of Philly. So there's King of Prussia Casino right next to me. They have a sports book. And so I'm going to go there after the show. I made some bets, though, when I was in Florida on the Hard Rock app. Can't do it when you're here in Pennsylvania. I did bet Tyler Huntley over 33.5 rushing yards. It's down to 32.5. But I bet it at 33.5. Down to 32.5. I bet Devon Achane anytime TD at +120.
Like it.
I bet Alec Ingold anytime TD at +1100. That's a flyer because I don't think he's really going to get a tutty, but at +1100, why not?
Yes.
And I bet Tyreek over 4.5 receptions because I think they're just, when he does pass, get it quickly to Tyreek. Just get the, it's almost a run play, but they're receptions.
Those little screens, the little quick screens they run. Oh, Hawk, I'm with you. If it's 4.5.
4.5 receptions.
If Tyreek doesn't touch the ball 5 times, we lose this game.
That's kind of how I feel. Like, you can't go another game where he's getting 2 or 3 targets. It's crazy.
No, I'm with you on that one. I'm going to bet that one. Let me bet it now until it goes up.
There you go. All right. So 3 o'clock hour's coming up. Again, abbreviated show today. We'll get headlines. Solana was at Heat Media Day. We'll have the latest on that. The Atlanta Braves leading the Mets right now, 3-0 in the bottom of the 6th. This is a very consequential doubleheader. There is so much going on right now in the world of sports. It is fun, but we'll get you led up to Game Day Uncensored, which will begin at 3:30, and then you'll have some Dolphins-Titans action tonight from Hard Rock Stadium. 3 o'clock hours coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go, 3 o'clock hour, Monday Night Football tonight. Dolphins and Titans, Hard Rock Stadium. We'll get you going with Game Day Uncensored beginning at 3:30. It'll be Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, Adam Beasley, a cast of thousands. Before we get headlines for the 3 o'clock hour, let me remind everybody our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, which we postponed last week due to the weather. It will be Wednesday, October 9th. So you can join QAM at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come out, you enjoy a fine whiskey, good cigar, fun night with everyone from QAM. And it's free to attend. You just have to RSVP at WQAM.com. You get the complimentary invite there and a complimentary cigar as well. You must be over 21. Please drink responsibly. And then you come hang out with us. Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Wednesday, October 9th, a week from this Wednesday. Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and by official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man. Check him out today at themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. So let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, guys. So no Raheem Mostert tonight. Obviously, Tyler Huntley will start. No Kendall Fuller, no Tron Armstead either. Dolphins, Titans tonight, 7:30 p.m., part of a Monday Night Football doubleheader.
You going to the game tonight, Crowder?
Yes.
Crack to be open?
Crack to be open, 203, baby. Sweet Section level, come on up there.
People enjoying the food? Are they saying good things?
Yes, yes. A little step above stadium food. We got filet mignon sandwiches.
Ooh.
You know, we got our milkshakes. We got the popcorn. We got the truffle fries, pepperoni pizza fries, and the ranch jalapeno fries. Our burgers are not burgers. They're royales or double royales.
Hell yeah.
Spicy chicken sandwich, crispy chicken sandwich, and grilled chicken sandwich. Oh, my goodness.
Hot damn.
I know. Come on over. 203. We'll be open tonight.
See him tonight.
Out of nowhere, Crowder's the biggest Canes and Dolphins fan. Hey, he's got to be there.
I mean, the guy never misses a game.
Do you know how many people ran up on me in the Canes game and said, hey, Crowder, the first one there sets the market.
I had a buddy of mine text me that he saw you walking into the game Friday night, and he like said to you, "Where's Hawk?" And you're like, "Oh, he doesn't leave his house," something like that.
Yeah, that's my answer. Everybody asks, "Where's Hawk?" He don't like people. He doesn't leave the house. He's a house guy.
It's 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Jimmy Butler, today's another example that I'm the best Jimmy in Miami.
Wow, look at that. Holy mackerel. And our Jimmy, Jimmy Garcia's got his emo hairstyle working today. I mean, he's really taking it to Jimmy Butler.
You know it.
It's the same hairstyle he had for 10 years.
Well, sure. Theater of the mind. Somebody tweets at me, please talk about the Jets and Broncos. We just don't have enough time today. But I trust me. First of all, the Jets cost me a teaser and a parlay yesterday. Yeah. I teased the Jets down to zero, and I had them in a parlay where I had them money line. Like, I didn't feel comfortable giving points, but I knew they were going to beat the Broncos. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
It's that. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is washed. He's not Aaron Rodgers that I played against, for sure.
He hates Robert Saleh. I can tell you that, just watching him, watching those two interact.
Let's run the ball. Huh? Why the hell you bring me here? You can run the ball with Zach Wilson.
I'm Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
Run the ball. No, Jack, put me back. And then him trying to scramble is not impressive.
I mean, you think Kevin Love is old. How old is Aaron Rodgers? 38?
40.
40?
40. I'm 40, and I played against Aaron.
Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old.
Yeah. No, me and Aaron got drafted the same year, I think. Because that was when he went 22. Ronnie went first.
Yeah.
Right.
Alex Smith went first. Ronnie went second. Yeah.
That's cool.
And I had heartburn last night and couldn't sleep. I took a Zicam and a Tums.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know that feeling.
You haven't played a snap of football in, what, 14 years, right? 2011?
Yeah, this is my 13th season, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And he's the starting quarterback for a team in the NFL. That's wild.
Guarantee he has Zicam in his locker. Because that heartburn is a grown man, Solana. You never felt it yet.
I got the that when I travel, that's my, I mean, I got the Alka-Seltzer chewables by my bedside at all times.
I thought I was having a heart attack about 3 years ago at night. I'm
crazy.
Like,
yeah, like my first heartburn had to be like 5 years. I had never experienced it before. Now, the ticket wizard, who was my roommate in college, had heartburn in college. He's an old soul. And he would lay there in bed at night in the dorm, and he would be like, like, what are you doing over there? And he's like, I got heartburn. I'm like, heartburn? I didn't even know what it was. Heartburn. Man, that first time you get it, you can't believe what's going on.
Asia was patting my back trying to make me burp for last night. And he's my age, playing quarterback in the NFL.
Your age.
Yeah, man. Chug cold milk. That doesn't work.
Hawk, I know we don't have enough time to go, you know, through the full slate of the NFL, but I did prepare just some hot takes, quick ones, rapid fire,
all right,
about yesterday's games. You guys tell me what you think. I'll start with the Bengals-Panthers. Andy Dalton sucks again. They should go back to Bryce Young.
I knew it was going to be a one-game love affair with Andy Dalton, because that Panthers team does obviously have significant problems. But I don't know what you do with Bryce Young. I'm very perplexed as to what's going to go on there in Carolina.
They still scored 24 points.
That's true.
Their offense looked
better. He couldn't sniff 24 points.
No, Bryce Young, you're going to sniff 24 yards. Andy Dalton is better than Bryce Young. I don't, like, to your point, Hawk, I can't answer the question. But no, you stick with Andy Dalton. At least they're scoring points.
Oh, Jaden Daniels, man.
Yeah, Jack.
Holy moly.
It's certain guys.
Do you believe in him? Do you believe in Sam Darnold?
You want to do the if or him? Jaden Daniels.
Sam Darnold looks amazing. That team is rolling.
what is it, four games with two-plus touchdowns, first time in NFL history, whatever. Jaden Daniels, what he's doing, he's a puppy. He's
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying, do you believe in Jaden Daniels? Do you believe in Sam Darnold? I think Sam Darnold is having a Geno Smith-type resurgence where you go, you know what? New team, new situation. He looks like the guy you thought he was going to be.
I'll go with you on that. Sam, a resurgence, but not Sam Darnold's not special. I think Jaden Daniels
Smith.
Can be
special. Geno Smith. Like, all of a sudden, yeah, like, well, you're seeing perfect. As long as you get away from the Jets, you're fine.
You get out the Jets, you're going to be what you were supposed to be. Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. Sam Darnold can be Geno. Can Sam Darnold lead an NFL team moving forward, get another contract? I can see that. But I think Jaden Daniels can be a special, special player.
Me too, man. That guy looks ridiculously good.
Speaking of the Jets, I don't know what this team is going to be. They've looked good. They didn't look good Sunday, but I do know one thing. No team that loses to Bo Nix is winning a Super Bowl.
I'm with that. I'll give you that.
I saw Bo Nix pregame telling everybody to back up so he could throw it to him. I was like, y'all don't have a protocol? He just kept waving his hands and telling everybody to back. I'm like, y'all don't have a protocol pregame?
Don't you have somebody to do that? Do you have somebody to tell them back up?
$1 billion organization, and you have to tell the guy to back up.
Nick Sirianni, maybe apply to Kaiser College and learn how to code or something. I don't think this NFL thing is you're cut out for it.
Yeah, I'm out on the Eagles. I am out on the Eagles.
They don't look good, and whatever happened in the last season when they dropped from 9-1 and didn't make it. But
carried over.
A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are out, and they had no weapons.
Yeah.
I watched that game.
And finally, Joe Flacco, better than Anthony Richardson.
I'm with that.
Tua or Anthony Richardson? I'm playing aux game now. This damn
Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams? I asked you this last week. You weren't ready to go to Jaden there, but now, week.
For this year or the rest of his career?
Rest of their careers.
Still Caleb. I don't know. I don't think Jaden can do what he's doing right now in 5 years.
Okay.
All right, over to Heat Media Day. Everybody was there on time except for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler showed up late. He had mechanical issues with his airplane. He was flying in from Europe, France. But he showed up. For those of you wondering about his hairstyle, he just had a normal hair do for Jimmy Butler, like his cornrows. And according to all the reports, all the quotes, he has no problem with Pat Riley telling him to shut his mouth. He just wants to hoop. He wants to be in Miami.
All right.
That's the Jimmy Butler update.
Had his corn rolls?
No, cornrows. Right?
Yeah, cornrows.
He has cornrows.
Had his normal hair, had his cornrows. The deflection, the little inflection was weird.
Well, to be fair, cornrows are not exactly up my wheelhouse. I'm not going to lie. I mean,
I'm looking at a picture of him on Ira Winderman's Twitter right now. Yep, looks like Jimmy Butler. Looks like he's locked in. Tyler Hero's got a buzz cut.
Yeah.
Buzz cut. Cornrows.
The hurricane survived. So what happened? I obviously didn't watch the game. I didn't know what happened with the Hurricanes until like 24 hours after the game. The review lasted like 15 minutes.
Yeah, so Vatek throws a Hail Mary, and it is a sea of people in the end zone. Oh. And everyone falls to the ground. You can't see the ball, and it looks, and then all of a sudden, a couple seconds passes, and one of the Hurricanes comes running out with the ball. Crowd erupts. There's still been no signal, by the way. All of a sudden, they signal touchdown. And you're like, what? Yeah. Where did that come from? Then they go to review, and it was still a tough review. Like, you really had to go frame by frame. So it took a good 10 minutes for them to review it. And then the way that the ref announced it was a little strange, too, because he said the ruling was a – anyway, they overturned it, and Jason Taylor went crazy, and so did all the fans, and a little redemption from the Ohio State game.
And not watching it, Solana, Cam had a tough first half, but yeah, then Cam said, watch this.
He really – like, he had Heisman moments in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That little shuffle pass was, I mean, a thing of beauty. I'm telling you, that Xavier Restrepo catch will go down in the annals of Hurricane football history, because if he doesn't make that catch, and that was not an easy catch, if he doesn't make that catch, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they score, and then that Hail Mario was something, man, because it really looked like the rug was getting pulled out from under them after an unbelievable comeback. And kudos to the officiating crew or the replay center for getting it right.
And I call me the Gator hater or whatever, and you know I've admitted my stupidity on how good Cam Ward is. Did y'all see Jalen Milroe against Georgia?
My God. Best game I've watched.
Georgia? How about Georgia's comeback?
Bro, that comeback with what's his name? The little white boy that looks crazy, like he's on drugs. I don't know if he's on drugs. I'm just saying he looks like it. Jalen Milroe accounted for 500 yards of offense in one game.
Carson Beck.
He looked good.
Carson Beck. There we go. Carson can play. He can throw that ball, but Jalen Milroe is.
You know who his girlfriend is?
Britney Spears.
One of the Cavender twins.
Carson Beck?
Mm-hmm.
Hannah.
Mm. They don't need to make no babies.
I wish we had more time, because I don't think Carson Beck, that game proved to me he's not a great quarterback. He has great weapons. He's just throwing ducks out there, and his receivers go catch the ball. But that back and forth where Georgia takes the lead.
That comeback was unbelievable.
But then, that little 17-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
That has killed Holy everybody mackerel. On his 17?
Crazy.
Come on, man. He should go to the league now. My son asked me, he was like, Daddy, can he go to the league? I said, he would be a starting receiver in the NFL. He should still be in high school. I said, they won't let him go to the NFL out of high school, but he could be in the NFL right now.
Crazy. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot and cloudy today, but a nice afternoon overall, around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
Got to take a quick break, and then we'll wrap things up in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Mets have taken the lead in the Braves game. Mets 6, Atlanta 3, top of the 8th in the first game of that doubleheader. It can be more fun. This game can be more fun. You have the Hard Rock Bet app. I hope you've got the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone by now. Got Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites tonight over the Titans. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sports book. Very easy to sign up. Deposits and withdrawals can be made quickly via PayPal or Venmo or credit cards. All you have to do to get started, download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, Google Play Store, or go online to hardrock.bet. The app is clean and straightforward, easy to use. You can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida. And if you try Hard Rock Bet now, you get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. It is super easy. Your first bet can be a parlay, straight bet, prop bet, over-under, live bet, whatever you want it to be. If you don't win the amount you bet, you will get back as a bonus bet right into your account. So it's a risk-free first bet. Have a little fun with us this season. Download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Give everybody, Crowder, your surefire winner for tonight's Dolphins-Titans game. You're going to have to take your microphone off mute before you do so, though, or no one's going to hear it.
Well, I hope the game doesn't start like that. But I do – I believe it's going to be low-scoring. I already bet it. I think that there's a couple impressive drives with Snoop Huntley. The offense looks totally different. But the Dolphins, two struggling teams right now. Not all season, but Hawk, I think two struggling teams right now. I think the Dolphins are the superior roster and the superior team, and I trust Mike McDaniel to manifest enough offense to score more points than the Tennessee Titans. I got the Dolphins tonight with my mind and my money.
All right. I hope you are right. I'm very torn on this game, but I hope you are right. So our broadcast plan, 3:30, maybe a couple minutes late because it's already 3:28. But Solana, Brendan Tobin, they've got Game Day Uncensored coming up for you. Omar Kelly will join them. Adam Beasley will join them as well. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. As we get out of here, we are back. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez. He's the big boss in the 305. If he's involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning. He sells for less, period. He pays his employees the most, period. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Volkswagen models like Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. With over 300 new Volkswagens in stock, ready for immediate delivery, you can take your favorite VW home today. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral, a new Kia store in Doral. That'll go nicely with the Volkswagen and Acura stores that they already have. If you know Eric Nunez, you know he's going to have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami market for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. That's going to do it for us on this abbreviated Monday show. Game Day Uncensored is coming up next. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you mañana.
Put a little gin and juice on them, Snoop.
You need to need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.